Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Before we throw to these Michael Elias cuts, you had a chance to talk to the Orioles GM there on the Ryan Ripken show. And, you know, how accommodating was he with his time? Looks like he's been doing a promotional tour. Has he got a new book or something coming out, or is he getting ahead of the storm that's coming here with his team in last place?
Hey, you know what? You can love, hate, or however you feel. You still got to respect the fact that he was out there talking. You know, he wasn't hiding and no comment, and he was out there discussing things. Now, was it every answer that people wanted to hear? Well, you can be the judge. You know, I got to talk to him, Bob, for about 17 minutes as I was editing that to see where it was down to. And you can hear the thought process in a lot of different ways. I think the first clip that we're going to talk about here is when would we see moves? What have we talked about all today so far?
Fire high.
Right? Well, I asked him specifically about when would you feel it's appropriate to make a move if you have to here. So let's play that clip.
A little more art than science, and especially, you know, with the expanded playoffs, you know, that's given every team a lot more opportunity and I think a lot more hope. And the old adage predating the expanded playoffs, I think, was around like Memorial Day. I'm watching this team every day. I'm following this team. We're managing this team every day. And my focus right now is just day to day, getting things right, getting guys healthy, trying to get some semblance of our rhythm back. So we're just going to keep doing that. You know, I'm not at a point of worrying about later in the summer yet.
So right there was Mike Elias. And if you want to hear the full interview again, check out the Ryan Ripken show on YouTube. Mike, in general, just, you know, that was always what I grew up with. It was get to June, you know, and now you're hearing it was Memorial Day. But it was interesting hearing Bob about the expanded playoffs, which, you know, he's got a point to that when you look at the last few years. I mean, I know last year, I think the 86 win team made the playoffs in the American League. A few years back, the Arizona Diamondbacks, it was 84,
man,
I think, was the number.
Made the playoffs,
and
yeah.
So, and then what they do, they ended up going to the World Series. So I think he wants to see this month of May. And right now, it was supposed to be a month where, you know, you can get back in it. But then you go to Minnesota, you drop three in a row, you have Anaheim, or the Los Angeles Angels, I apologize, on deck, right? Then you come back home and you have an opportunity. But then you get to June and you're going to have to make some tough decisions. So I really do think the mid-June is that assessment period for this Orioles squad to really shake things up.
As I try to present both sides of the argument, and I'm disappointed as anyone, that they suck right now. And they suck. They're bad. Name one strength of the team. I don't think they have a team strength right now. But their opening day lineup, a game they won 12-2 against Toronto back in March. Colton Cowser let off. Rutschman, Westberg, O'Hearn, O'Neill, Mountcastle, Mullins, Arias, Holiday. Cowser, Westberg, O'Neill, Arias, all on the IL. Are you buying when I'm trying to sell listeners, Ryan, Nolan? No.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
No, that's not.
No. Missing.
I'm with you.
Missing your guys.
Bueller.
Hurts. You know, I think going into the season, you're talking about, you know, the point you just made. The Orioles don't do anything good right now. Nothing is a strength.
Is there a strength? I'm asking you.
Oh, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't
there is
see
no
one.
Strength. And going into the season, we knew that starting pitching was not going to be a strength. Like, that was already established. It's not going to be. So what did you need to have as strengths? will this lineup that you have that has this talent, which they do, and your bullpen has to be solid. Bullpen overall had been solid, but now you're seeing they're being overused. They're getting more exhausted because they've had to come in the third, fourth, fifth inning consistently. But that offense, that was supposed to be it. And yes, Jordan Westberg, all-star. Kelton Cowser, potential all-star. Ramon Urias, been playing very well. You can't push that to the side and say that that doesn't matter. It does. But they do have superstars on this roster still, or guys that you expect to be superstars. Adley has not been Adley since really the first couple weeks of the season, specifically opening day.
Eight extra base hits for the season.
So, and I felt like half of them came on opening day. It felt like it.
Yeah. Most of them in the first couple weeks for sure.
Your superstar players have to help carry a team when they are in need, and they're not. So when you're saying about a strength, you're right. There isn't a strength to this team. Do they have superstars that can be strengths? Absolutely. But they're not doing it in a time of need, and that's a big reason why this squad is continuing to lose games.
We'll hear more from Mike Elias when we come back from the break, but let's get a call in here. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, thanks for holding. You're ripping it with Ryan. Ryan Ripken, Bob Haney, and, of course, Nolan McGraw here.
Hello, Rip. Hello, Bob. Hello, Quick Draw. Hey, man, I don't think the Orioles can play T-ball right now. Maybe they need to come over to City College where we teach 7-, 8-, 9-year-olds how to hit the ball. To me, they've lost how to hit the ball rather than trying to slug the ball. And y'all always say pitch is pitch and throw is throw. I feel the same way about batters. Slug is slug and hitters hit. So maybe they need to get back to the basics, the fundamentals, because how can all of them be so terrible at the same time? Because they're all swinging the same way, in my opinion. And to me, you got 9 batters. Okay, this is my setup for the lineup. From 1, 2, 3, I got my leadoff, I got my advanced hitter, and I got my cleanup guy. 4, 5, 6, same way. 7, 8, 9. So to me, I'm not having people who should be hitting 5th and 6th and 7 or 8 and 9 up at batting 1st and 2nd, if y'all get my drift. The people who lead off aren't the people who's supposed to be leading off. I mean, I don't need Adley rushing, always leading off. Remember when he was leading off and he's hitting 2nd? That should never have been his spot. And the reason for it, they say, we want them to have as many at bats as possible. Well, from what I see it, they need the least amount of swings at it. You need more people who can basically get on the base, and then it's followed up by the people who can at least get the blooper, hit a sacrifice fly. But the people who can get on base should be in your 1, 2, 4, 5, and 7, 8. They the people. The rest of them are cleanup hitters, 3, 6, and 9. So change up the lineup. Put the speedy guys up front. Holiday should be leading off. Mullins should be leading off. And shake the lineup up. That's all I got to say, y'all. And they can't, like I said, they can't hit a T-ball right now.
Right.
Take it easy, fellas.
Thank you, Joe. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you know what? I loved him saying about, you know, pitchers versus throwers and hitters versus trying to slug the baseball. And again, slugging, trying to do damage, extra base hits. Each player on your lineup or in your lineup has to know what their role is. Are you a guy that needs to get on base? Are you a power guy? Are you my RBI guy? Or are you supposed to just pass it along and keep this thing moving? That's why I always preach on why I love Stephen Kwan on the Guardians, right? Stephen Kwan's got some pop, no doubt about it, but you know what he is? He's a guy that you know what you're getting from him. He's going to scratch and claw at bats. He's going to put it in play. He's going to make something happen. You know why Jose Ramirez is a prolific player? Is because his role is, I got to get that guy in. That's my job. He's been one of the best RBI guys over the years. I'm with you. The Orioles need to have guys that know what roles they are, know their limitations, and I think when they better can do that and are honest with themselves about what type of player that they are, you can see a lineup start to really become in sync. But right now, it's a lot of moving parts.
Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's the Eagles. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Jeff Fletcher covers the Angels, where the Orioles are, for the next 3 days. For the Orange County Register, they just took 2 out of 3 from Toronto. Is there life there with this ball club? You talk about a big spending team that's been underachieving. Exhibit A right there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There.
I learn a lot all the time, but this last year and the struggles that we've experienced, really going back to like June of 2024, we just kind of stopped playing. We've been the winningest team in baseball, I think still are to some degree, and we've been in such a rhythm from the latter half of 22 through the first half of 2024, and it just started to dissipate last June. Mm-hmm. And we had to assess and react, and we're still in a mode of not playing well and not having that rhythm. There's so much that I've experienced in the last year that I think all of us have learned from. But baseball is very unpredictable. I never would have imagined the degree of injuries that we've had with the position player group that we've had, and the need to retain depth in that area versus on the pitching side. I mean, it's something that I just did not see coming. And there's you're told things, you learn things by listening, by reading, but until you experience stuff, it's really that's the best way to learn, because that really leaves a mark.
I guess the gist of that conversation, Ryan, was what, trying to learn and gather.
Yeah, I asked him, in the last year plus, every single year, baseball is something, no matter how long you've been around, you are going to be exposed to something. So I asked him, what was one of those things you were exposed to that you learned as a GM going through the situations? And he talked about, I didn't think that the injuries would happen as much as they would. And to be fair there, how can you expect that Colton Cowser is going to, break his thumb and hand, which you can say the slide and no slide. He's out. Jordan Westberg's back is messed up. Then it leads to a hamstring issue. And then Ramon Urias is out. And then you're sitting there going, what the heck just happened here on that side? And then two of your starting pitchers that you were counting on for the season, Grayson Rodriguez and Zach Eflin, go down, one in spring training and one within the first month of the season. Plus, then on top of it, you still are waiting for so many guys to come back. Oh, and then by the way, you didn't expect the Orioles to be 0-9 in games that Charlie Morton pitches in. 0-9.
Yeah.
Even if he wasn't like he is now.
1-8.
If he was right now, let's just classify, to be fair, he's been bad. And I mean bad. If he was below average, the Orioles still probably win 2 or 3 games. Like, being honest. I know people don't always like that answer, but he did say something to me that I think is important. How many times in life do we go through until you experience it yourself and you can read about it, you can listen to it, and you can think that you are in that position, and then it happens and it really impacts you? I think that was really telling to me, is that we can look at the outside going, you saw this last year. Well, so he thought, I brought pitchers in. I added guys in. But then I think he had that moment of going, oh, crap. I feel what that is like now. So I'm really curious how that looks moving forward. But I wanted to just emphasize that point, Bob, because as human beings, and I know people can say, as Mike Elias, can be too robotic. I think that that was a very human element there, that we've all had to go through something for it to maybe open up our eyes, and we're going to see if that makes an impact down the stretch.
Before we get to the phones, you talk about Morton being bad. He pitched himself out of the rotation in April. Kimbrel lost his closer job for a half a second, reestablished pitching in lower leverage situations, and then kind of got on a heater for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Then he imploded. We all know how that turned out, but I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel for old Charlie Morton here. And Grayson Rodriguez hasn't pitched since July.
I wouldn't hold your breath there either.
But I'm saying, Grayson. I mean, they got clearance that he was ready to rock and roll going into spring training. You bring in Sugano, who had never thrown a pitch at the major league level. I don't know. There was a lot of what ifs going in.
Maybe I'm misinterpreting what I hear there, but I was a little surprised that he admitted that. And maybe it's the candidness, to Ryan's point, is appreciated. But okay, you can't predict that Zach Eflin specifically was going to be out in April. I can't pinpoint specifically that Colton Cowser is going to break his thumb. But I could pretty confidently say that you were going to go through some trials and tribulations with your pitching staff this year. And you simply didn't do enough to give yourself insurance. And maybe we're still early in this world of pitching injuries being so rampant like they have been over the last 3 years that teams aren't really wising up quite yet. But I'm like, you can't build a major league team now without giving yourself at least 8 starting pitching options going into the year.
Look at last year. We had too much pitching. And then they all started dropping like flies.
Day. Yeah, a day.
I mean,
or a week.
Suarez got hurt. Nobody saw that. Trevor Rogers. I mean, we're counting on him like he's Mike Flanagan.
We knew about Rogers injury early in the offseason.
The knee, what was it? Dislocated
knee.
They
knew about that in the offseason.
And McDermott had the shoulder going back to last year, and they're all coming back, I guess, but to what level of success or failure are you getting?
Kittredge then on the bullpen, you know, Kittredge, his knee gets messed up during spring training. So, you know, going into it, they had 7-8 options going into spring training, and then you're depleted down to almost 4 during it. Well, it feels like 4 because Charlie Morton, you don't know what to do, but you can't move away from him because you need him. You know, I know a lot of people know, and it can be a surprise of what Michael Elias was saying, but that's why I did want to make the point. I think it is where you think that you did enough, and you can get blinded by what you think is enough to then the reality when it hits you in the face like that. So like last year, you could say, well, that many injuries couldn't happen again, and we have enough this year. It's okay. And then you sit there and we learn the most when you have to go through those dark times. Everyone for the last 2.5-3 years was talking about how great the Baltimore Orioles were, where the direction was going, the tremendous job that Mike Elias did, which he has. But maybe when all this happens of going, and he said other parts of the interview, he said, I have to self-reflect. I think this was a very eye-opening experience. Now, what he does from here is going to be what actually truly happens. It doesn't matter of what he said now. It's going to be what happens as we move further into 2025 and beyond.
It's Ripping It with Ryan here on this Friday. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Ryan joins us every Friday from noon to 2. Jeff Fletcher from the Orange County Register is going to be joining us. Talk about the Angels, who just took 2 out of 3 from the Blue Jays. Toronto, as a matter of fact, salvaged the series finale. Any hope for that future there out in L.A.? And then we'll get back to your phone calls. We'll squeeze in a Funhouse. Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Jerry's Home Services coming up at 6 as the Orioles look to break. And yes, Ryan, it's a 5-game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Losing streak. ALCS seems like only yesterday, not 47 years ago. Feels like 47 years ago for both teams so far here in 2025. Talk about the Angels from their perspective. Orange County Register. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in Jeff Fletcher. Jeff, good morning. Good afternoon. Your time. Thanks for joining us here in Baltimore. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken. What's happening?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, the Angels did take 2 out of 3 here recently against the Toronto Blue Jays. And, you know, still struggle city, though. After the quick start to the year and just looking at, you know, I haven't watched every Angels game, but looking at some of the statistical things offensively, somewhat challenged. There is some pop. Mike Trout, unfortunately, hurt again. How have the Angels gotten to this point in the season where yet again they're looking up at the rest of the AL West?
Well, I mean, they weren't a very good team last year, and they didn't do a whole lot to make themselves better, so I don't think anybody expected they were going to win the division or make the playoffs. I think they thought if everything broke really well for them, they could be over 500 and be in contention for a wild card, which, you know, still could happen. But so far, everything has not broken well for them. They've been pretty much, you know, some of the problems that we thought they might have, they have had. And so they're playing pretty much the way they did last year. So they're not a very good team right now.
I mean, Jeff, right now, at least for the Orioles and the Angels, what they both have in common is that the pitching department has been a big struggle. If my stats are correct here, I know for Baltimore, they're right at the bottom of the barrel there. I think only the Marlins have a worse ERA, but for the Angels staff, so for O's fans here, in your mind here, where's the weakness really lie? Is it more with that starting rotation, or is it a combination of starting rotation and bullpen there for the Angels that have continued to struggle?
Well, I think the Angels' pitching problems are really a little bit misleading because they've got, Kikuchi has been pretty good. Mm-hmm. Tyler Anderson has been pretty good. Jose Soriano has been pretty good most of the time. And their guys at the end of the bullpen, Kenley Jansen has been very good except for one really horrible game. Ryan Zephyrjohn has mostly been pretty good. The problem is that they've had all these games where, you know, say they're losing 4-2 and they use some of their relievers, the other end of the bullpen, the guys that you put in when you're losing, and those guys have been terrible. And then all of a sudden a 4-2 deficit becomes 8-2 deficit and your ERA goes out the door and you have no chance to come back and win that game. So when they're winning 4-2, they're pretty good. They have a chance to hold on to that game. When they're losing 4-2, that game becomes 8-2, and they definitely have no chance to come back. So I think that's been a big problem with their pitching staff.
And you know, Bob, that kind of sounds like with the Orioles, where the Orioles' strength, in my opinion, Jeff, was the back end of their bullpen, and Felix Bautista, the closer, started to look like his 2023 self. But when they fall behind, it feels like it continues to snowball. So it's interesting. The Angels are up. They feel like they can close games out. But if it's in the middle, it's kind of fair game. Well, then with this Angels team here, and they're facing an Orioles squad that's trying to kind of find their footing, I want to get your opinion, though, on Logan O'Hop, though, too, because there are some players there that are, you know, doing some good things. I know Mike Trout is that big name that we've talked about for so long, but besides Logan, who are some other names that you're kind of intrigued with that, you know, could continue to blossom there out in LA?
Well, the catcher is Logan O'Hoppe, and the shortstop Zach Neto are two guys that pretty much everybody would identify as being the core future. They're future all-star type players. They're still very young. They're not even arbitration eligible yet. I mean, those are the guys that they think are going to be their core of their team going forward. And they're both looking pretty good so far. So they need some more of those guys. Nolan Schanuel, the first baseman, is another guy that people sort of group with those two at some points, but he's not quite as far along as they are. He's younger than them. He only played like 6 weeks in the minor leagues before they brought him up to the majors. So they're still kind of waiting on him to really take a step, but they really think he's got a lot of potential. And, pitching-wise, Jose Soriano is a guy that was very good last year, and they thought that he would take the next step this year, and so far he's been kind of up and down. Ben Joyce is a reliever who throws 105, and they really had high hopes for him, but he's been hurt, and nobody knows when he's coming back. So they have some pieces that they think could become the pieces of a good team. They just don't have enough of them, and the bigger problem is a lot of the veteran guys are just not really even holding up to their standard that we'd expect from them. So then you've got the young guys are being asked to carry the whole load, and you know that's tough for them too. So you know, if you could get some of these other guys to just be what they've been, and then the young guys get better, that's the way they're going to finally be better. But so far it's not happening.
Yeah, they got some foundational pieces, but you need that mixture of veterans, young players to continue to grow. But one thing I'd love your opinion on, when we look at this day and age of who's steering the ship, in this case, it's Ron Washington for the Angels, seasoned, been around for a very long time, is very well respected in the baseball world. Can you just touch on maybe his impact, at least of having a manager like him around? If you think that one, that can help with development, or if two, you know, maybe that's a different alternative. But I'm just curious because a lot of people think you got to go younger with managers. But I've also seen around that sometimes that veteran presence can make a big impact for a team.
You know, I'm kind of a believer that the manager doesn't make a whole lot of difference. I think that look at what you got right there in Baltimore. I mean, Brandon Hyde was the manager of the year. Everybody loved him. And now everybody wants to get rid of him, I assume. Because
of yes.
And I'm sure he's not any dumber than he was before. So I think that it's probably the players are the ones that are 98% responsible for if the team wins and loses. And the manager's just got to kind of steer the ship a little bit. But the ships probably steer themselves mostly, just like in the real world. But so anyway, I think Wash is good for some of the young guys. He helps keep them accountable and is teaching them, you know, things. But, you know, I don't think there would be much different results with any different kind of manager, young, old, new school, old school. I think it's the players you have, and the players they currently have are not that good.
Jeff Fletcher covers the Angels in Major League Baseball for the Orange County Register. Jeff, well, Kansas City had offensive problems. They hit 10 home runs in the season last weekend in Baltimore, and the Twins were on a cold streak, and they look like the 69 Twins against the Orioles. So whoever's in a slump is going to get hot against Orioles pitching, we assume. Jeff Fletcher. Jeff, we appreciate the time. Best of luck to the Angels, of course, except this weekend whenever they come to Baltimore again, and we'll talk to you down the road, I'm sure.
All right, thank you.
There's Jeff Fletcher, everyone. So the Angels kind of in that cycle of mediocrity or less than mediocre. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't even get into Mike Trout because, boy, that's as good as he's been, which is Hall of Fame good. He still might turn out to be one of the biggest what-ifs in the history of baseball.
No doubt about it.
We'll come back, take your phone calls, Funhouse Inside Access at 2. And that's BBT, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Orioles, Angels. It is Tomo Sugano against Kyle Hendricks. His earned run average is over 5. Orioles are going to light him up, right? It's the Eagles. It's their biggest hit. And we're playing it. Right?
Begrudgingly. I can't stand this song, man.
Really?
And I can't explain it either. It's just one of those that strikes you and you're like, gah, turn this off. Get it out of here.
Well, maybe it's the 5,000 times you've heard it.
That might have something to do with
it. Yeah, it's like Stairway to Heaven for me. And I know that's sacrilege because I love Zeppelin. But man, Stairway to Heaven comes on. Oh, Bobster's pushing buttons. And that would have never happened way back when.
Hey, you know, you've been conditioned too much. You know, it's you hear it at one point.
Dream
you
On's
it.
Another one. It's like, all right, I got it. I got it. You're dreaming on. Got it.
And Nolan, did you ever enjoy it from the beginning?
No.
That's another problem.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all.
First time I heard it, I was like, it's just something's not right here. Man.
It's like Step Brothers. Like, no, it's great. Everyone loves it. It's amazing. But you know. You know, it's like fix your face, I'm going to have to fix it for you type of thing in
exactly,
Step Brothers.
Yeah.
He's ready to go Hulk hand. All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's happened? No, Rashawn, get to work. Let's go to Joaquin in Baltimore. Joaquin, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing today? Love the show, man. Always, every day.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to say, man, I'm going to be quick.
We're the Baltimore Orioles, not the Beverly Hills Orioles. We need some grit, man. We need some one of these guys to punch somebody upside the head in that dugout and say, hey, let's play. Because you can see their mental, when you get swept twice in the playoffs, that's upstairs. It's not so much their skills. I mean, these highly talented players, they need to have a little bit more Mike Bordick in them and Cal Ripken in them and, you know, Eddie Murray in them. You know, cut somebody out one day. So, you know, get in a fight, something. They too soft, man. And Brandon Hyde, God love him, but look what happened to Mark Jackson. You know, down in
Golden West State. Yeah.
I mean, hey, God love him, man. I mean, I don't miss an Orioles game for the most part, man. I've been dealing, and it's just like, come on, man, let's do something for him. I don't care nothing about Mike Elias. Do something for Hyder, man. These boys got to play. They just got to play and stop being pretty boys out there. Take your lump and keep it pushing.
All right. Well, Keene, thanks for the call. Do you see a lack of fight in this Orioles team? Do they need a little Pierce Sixer?
Well, I think they
get them off the schneid a little bit.
I think when you have a lot of your close friends that come through the system with number one, it's sometimes hard to have those tough conversations, right? But sometimes you got to. Even some of my best friends, when you're competitive, when I'm in that moment, if you do something to tick me off, I'm going to let you know. I think I'm with you on that part. But I'm glad you mentioned the mental side. We talked about this off air, Bob. Being the big leagues, no one cares how talented you are. They care if you get it done. And when you look at this Orioles team, what I think bothers people the most is this team, talent-wise, offensively, and what they have could rival most teams in the big leagues. But yeah, you could say it's not, they're being soft, they're not tough enough. Well, the reality is they're not doing enough to get over their struggles. No one cares that you're injured. No one cares that you're struggling. All they care is, can you man up and get the job done? And for this team, they haven't answered the bell, and that's the problem.
Some of these guys, and you know them personally, are facing adversity for the first time, and they don't seem to be responding to it. Jackson Holliday faced adversity in front of millions of people last year, and he seems to have weathered said storm. Now we're starting to see why he was the number one prospect in baseball. Yeah. But Adley's been in a funk that goes back to the end of June last year that he doesn't seem to be able to get out of. I'm confident Gunnar will. Rutschman's got me in work. Not that he gives a bleep what I think, but I'm a little worried about him. And Kerstad, I don't know. I'm souring on him.
You got to play.
I'm up Siskel and Ebert thumbs down in it right now.
What I'd love to see is you got to take the emotion out of playing, but you got to play a little bit ticked off. You know, you hear it from all the athletes out there. You got to be able to channel whatever it is where you're playing with an edge. And right now, the Orioles, why they were so good in 23 and end of 22 and the beginning of 24 was they had that edge. Like, all right, you guys are up. Well, guess what? We're coming back. They need to establish themselves before teams feared the Orioles for a little bit because it was these kids coming up. They had no fear. Now they look like a team that has a deer in the headlights, and they don't have that type of spark. Whatever it may be angry, be mad. And go out there and just kick some butt, man. Like, who cares if you get out? Who cares? Go out there and beat a team. Act like you're playing the Yankees every week. Because when they play the New York Yankees, where I guarantee, and I know this for a fact, they go, oh, New York's coming in here? They can't beat us. They need that mentality when they're playing the Angels, the Twins, the Nats, and whoever else they're going to face the rest of the year.
What do you think, Nolan?
I think that sounds like a winning strategy. No doubt about it.
And Don Henley says hello.
Who, Don?
Yeah.
Oh, we go way back.
Who wrote? Whatever. Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Talking over the reed, this Radio 101, Bob. Come on.
My heart. Anyway, my mic was off.
Let's see here. Always on. First texter here says, I would have asked Elias about letting Danny Coulomb go in favor of keeping power arm lefties Perez and Soto. Coulomb has continued to do in Minnesota what he did here, get batters out. Perez and Soto continue to do what we've seen from them for the past two seasons, issue way too many walks and throw meatballs that are hit into the gap.
So I did talk with Michael Elias in the past about that, and the reason, I don't know how public it's been, they didn't sign Danny back because of the medical history with his elbow. 2 years in a row on the IL. So that's why they did. Now, having said that, I wanted him back. Why? Because he's a gamer, right? I would have lived with the fact that, hey, he might be on the shelf, but the dude was a guy you could depend on. But that was the reasoning behind not bringing Danny Coulomb back. And by the way, also, I saw the stat out there for the Orioles pitching. They have the highest percentage of leadoff walks in baseball. So that means leadoff hitter in an inning, Orioles pitching's walking. So I don't care who it is. You're walking the leadoff guy, you're putting yourself in a hole, and they've been doing that time and time again.
Didn't the medicals get Hoffman out of here, too?
I was going to say the same thing.
Yes, they did. Yep. Yes, they did. And you know what? no comment.
Still early. He did blow the save the other night, though.
Right. Craig in Catonsville says, our guys have the talent, but it looks like they don't have the mental aspect to handle it. Kind of what Ryan was talking about. When replacement level vets are your best hitters, it seems like the stage is too bright for the young guys. Except for Holiday, at least right now, nobody's swinging it well.
It's contagious. Winning and playing well is contagious, and losing the way they have is contagious. You got to get out of your own head at the end of the day. But collectively, you got to find a way to pick each other up. I think with this group, you know, man, I hate sounding like a broken record here, but when people tell me all the time that the mental side doesn't matter, in anything you do in life, someone that is willing, that you know, you look at a guy across the room, Bob, if I can look at you, and I go, you have that look in your eye that nothing's going to faze you or bother you. I remember a story with Dustin Pedroia, broke three bats or whatever it was, had the worst batting practice of all time. He came off the field and went, you see that? I was hitting rockets. No one's going to get me out today. And they're like, what the heck's he talking about? It's a mentality. And they go, I don't want to mess with Dustin. I want Dustin on my team.
Last text of the day says, by the time Elias is willing to make a change, it'll be too late for that change to actually have an immediate impact. They're essentially admitting they're fine with going down with a sinking ship.
I think that you have to, in some cases, in defense of what you have, you're going to have to let this month play out. I was with that in May. But you get to June, and this team's 15 under, well, then you might have to act accordingly. But, Bob, I mean, look, they are going to be what they are going to be. And whether you like that or not, I don't see them wanting to make a move before mid-June.
You mean the team that has the second worst run differential in baseball behind only the Rockies? 10 games under 500.
Great company to be in.
7.5 games out of first place. That's the Orioles. No better time than the present to turn around tonight. Taking on the Angels out there in Anaheim. Tomo Sugano trying to stop this 5-game losing streak. Inside Access coming up next. Paula by BBT. Brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Ryan, great to see you as always. I'll see you twice down at Pickles next week.
How about that?
And then you'll be back ripping it with Ryan on Friday at noon for Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato. And, of course, Ryan Ripken. I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Hope you have a safe one. We'll talk to you on Monday. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.